In this interview, I want to talk to you about what you had gone through when you were an only child, because I know that our mother had been working a lot at the time, so I just want to know more about what you did to, you know, succeed and where you are now.
Well, first off, I want to say that even to this day, I'm still relying on myself, like just me alone, because there are some things that I still can't come to anybody for, like not one in particular who can address everything I need. As a kid, I started off, you know, having to look up things on my own, even if it was, say, something simple as fractions. I had to go and look it up in the book. I needed, you know, to, like, practice what I needed to do. And even when we had, like, say, competitions for multiplication tables, and I tried to do it at first by myself, it was so difficult. I failed. I did really badly at first. So I went and I looked for the multiplication table. I practiced and I practiced, and I did it, you know. I figured it out on my own, and I like to say it helped me propel me into skipping a grade, you know, propel me getting into the, you know, School for Advanced Studies and then the magnet program right after. I feel like, you know, learning how to teach myself and making myself independent helped me become who I am today. Even in, you know, cooking, I learned how to cook basic things, even if it wasn't really like complex things, you know, making noodles or cooking rice. That helped us survive, even though, like, you know, it's not the best thing to eat.
What was the most difficult thing you had to go through by yourself?
The most difficult thing I had to go through was the college process by myself. I feel like I could have gotten into the colleges I wanted to, like UCLA, or even, you know, better, if I had someone who actually knew about, you know, the whole process beforehand, who knew that you're supposed to do well at this point in time, that grades aren't the only thing that matter. It also matters that you get out and do something. I had to figure that all on my own. In the end, the biggest thing I've learned is that you need to make yourself independent. It's, you know, it's not just for the people who don't have people to help them. It's for everyone in general. People need to be independent, and they need to know how to do the most basic things to survive, because no one is going to do it for you forever. And sometimes from the beginning of your life, you know, that's when you're going to have to learn how to do it on your own.
Thank you.